Talk 1010. CFRB AM Toronto and Astral Media Radio Station. A kung fu kick of common sense. Ryan Doyle on the Astral Talk Network.
We remain interactive throughout the evening. You can text us at 71010 or give us a call at 1-877-518-5151. Other thing that gets my back up is this Pan Am Games. I'm not a big fan of the idea of bringing the Pan Am Games. It seems like it's a fait accompli, though, at this point, where we're not going to have much say, but the amount of money that is going to be spent on this kind of thing and how much it's going to cost you certainly caught my attention today. And there was a blog actually done by Paul McKeever, who's a good friend of the program, leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, a guy who's watching a lot of our money when we don't have the time to, and we appreciate you doing that. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
How much is this going to cost us?
Well, if we base the estimates for Pan Am 2015 on the estimates and the outcomes for the Vancouver Games, I mean, the Vancouver Games were originally budgeted for $874 million. It's ticketed at about $6 billion right now by some sources. You know, there's always controversy about what the actual figure is.
Yeah.
But that's the figure. Some people are saying, well, the Pan Am Games, they're not even going to be as impressive as the Olympic Games were. They're just going to be a smaller scale thing, except that the price tag set out in the budget for the Pan Am Games is twice as large as the original budget for the Olympics. So the Olympic budget was originally $874 million. The 2015 Pan Am Games budget is posted at $1.4 billion, which, you know, that, we're talking about an order of 100% more expensive. So using that as our base figure, if the Olympics came out at $6 billion, it's not unreasonable to expect that the actual cost of the Pan Am Games, especially to Ontarians, will be in the vicinity of $11.6 billion.
Come on!
I kid you not.
$11.6 billion so we can watch people run around a track.
Absolutely. Run around a track, throw some objects, and I'm not deriding the games.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fully in favor of the games. I loved watching the hockey game at the end of the Olympics.
But that's the Olympics, first off. Second off, we're in a province right now that is scraping together everything they possibly can. We've had the debate just a couple days ago about selling off assets in this province. Doesn't seem like the right time to be spending this kind of dough.
That's right. And in fact, with respect to that asset sale, that's only enough money to cover the deficit for a single year. We're looking at a $23 billion deficit right now and no signs of that disappearing. And so because we're already borrowing, this entire amount would be an amount that had to be borrowed by the Government of Ontario, because the Government of Ontario is the guarantor for any deficit. And so since they're only budgeting $1.4 billion, anything above that gets picked up by the Ontario taxpayer.
So we could be looking at about $10 billion that we'd be on the hook for.
Easily. I mean, it's difficult to say for certain, but we know for a fact that these games, are, especially when they're government-funded, are always extremely low-balled. What we're in favor of in Freedom Party is a campaign that's done, or a Pan Am Games that's done, like the 1984 Olympics were. Completely privately funded,
mm-hmm.
no government taxes, and it's considered the most successful games of all history. They were held in California. They had a 200 and some odd million dollar surplus, which they then put into a fund which continues to fund athletes' training to this very day. And we think that's the model that we ought to be following, not dumping taxpayer dollars into these. And these things aren't really about the games anyway. The games are just used to get everyone on side. The real idea is to get other governments to fund one or two locales. So Toronto wants money from the federal government, from BC, from the provincial government that they could not normally get by asking for it. So they host a games, and everyone gets all, you know, excited about games hosting, and suddenly they can get $12 billion or $10 billion dumped into their own city. And this isn't about Toronto. It's also being held in Hamilton, et cetera. But the point of the matter is nobody's being honest. So if they need this infrastructure, then the proper mode of doing it is to say to the government, we need the infrastructure, and then let the politicians go to the public and see how lucky they are in getting $12 billion spent on velodromes when they can't even make sure that a cancer patient will get an MRI on time.
This is Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. Paul, you mentioned the idea of the private sector. It seems like something you said it was done in the past. Why? It seems like something that the private sector would jump on board with. We saw it with the Olympic Games. Why not do it here?
Well, you know, if the government's jumping on board, the corporate sector says, well, we don't need to do so largely. We can spend our money on adverts on TV and that kind of thing. It's a rational response when the government's kicking in all the dough, especially because these games normally need a guarantor, so no one in the private sector wants to guarantee a deficit. They want to run it properly, and when they did run it in 84, they did run it properly. That's why they got a surplus. But when the government's running it, it's a sure sign that things are going to be in the hole a bit.
What about the argument that we spend this kind of money only to make money back and that kind of money back in return?
It's historically never been true. Not once has it ever been true that a publicly funded sports event, the Olympics, the Pan Am Games, has ever made money, whether in the short run or long run. They always lose money, and usually in the ranges, depending on the time we're talking about, but most recently in the billions of dollars. When they talk about, well, yes, but look at the roads, and we've got all this great infrastructure, mm-hmm. Well, what they never tell you, what the politicians never tell you, is that there are ongoing costs. Those roads need to be plowed and repaired. The facilities need to be washed and maintained and electrified constantly. And what we're really saying is, do you not only want to spend all this money on the infrastructure, but then do you also want to pay all the upkeep costs ad infinitum for these things? And I think at a point when the rest of our infrastructure is falling apart, to build, you know, bridges to nowhere simply so we can have a two-week game and put people on a payroll for a couple of weeks, I mean, who's going to benefit from this? Short-term, we'll have overtime for the police force, and also...
are you kidding? I'm going to have my own velodrome. I'm kidding.
And at the same time, you know, we're going to be dumping all kinds of taxpayer money into a handful of building companies and land development companies. And, hey, I'm totally in favor of them making a profit, but I don't like them doing it with taxpayer dollars.
Paul, we've got a couple people that want to take issue with what you're saying. Are you okay to take a couple calls?
Sure.
Good stuff. Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. They've costed it out. They estimate that it could cost taxpayers $11.6 billion in this province if we are to bring the Pan Am Games, which we are, but under the current model, the 2015 Pan Am Games coming here could cost us $11.6 billion. More with Paul. We'll find out exactly what his group is doing, what you can do if you're against this idea, and we'll let him take some of the heat as well as the Ryan Doyle Show continues.
Relevant, revealing, real. Ryan Doyle on the Astral Talk Network.
Speaking tonight with Paul McKeever, he is the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. The Pan Am Games, the 2015 Pan Am Games, could cost taxpayers $11.6 billion. Before we get to some of the people who want to take issue on what you've said, Paul, what can people do that are on your side?
Well, at this point, as we all know, that the bid's already in place, the fix is in, there's not a lot that can be done, the agreements have been made, and I don't think any government at this point in time, in good faith, can renege on that. So the only answer at this point is to make sure that those who made the decision and those who are in favor of it are made to pay at the polls on election time. And that comes in 2011, that comes in 2015.
Yeah, we got two shots at this, right?
That's right. In fact, the 2015 election will be right around the time of the game. So we're going to have a lot of scrutiny there. I think what will happen is, I mean, this had all-party support within the legislature. In other words, the PCs, the NDP, the Liberals all supported it. I think it's because at the time they supported it, the budget wasn't nearly so bad, and they thought it was a politically positive thing to do. But it was the wrong thing to do, even in good times. As I say, it should be privately done. And I think what will happen is if the public isn't careful, those three parties will try to bury the issue because they're all painted with the same brush on this one. They're all responsible.
And we know they're all professionals at doing that kind of thing. Hold on one sec. We're going to get Colin on here with you. Go ahead, Colin. You're with Paul McKeever.
I just want to make clear, I'm not necessarily for or against the games, but what I do take issue with is you're talking about honesty and stuff, and the numbers you're throwing out just seem to kind of try to inflame the situation. At first you said that the games would cost double the Olympic Games, and then you said the number was $876 million for the Olympics, and then you said it's $1.4 billion estimated for this. Well, $876 million times 2 is not $1.4 billion, it's like $1.8 billion. And then the other issue I have
let Paul respond first.
I don't think I said it was precisely 100%. I said it was in the vicinity of 100%.
No, we're near 100%. That's like 120. It's like quite a huge difference. And then, I mean, you're saying, well, you're estimating it's going to be $11.4 billion by some, and then all of a sudden you said, oh, you know, we're going to cost a $12 billion velodrome. Well, 11.4 million is not billion, is not 12 billion. There's a pretty big gap there between those two. I think you're just trying to embellish numbers to make your position even stronger, which, I mean, I'm all for. I'm not sure.
All right,
if your
call
it right
again. Let him respond here. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I think we have to be careful with any predictions because none of us has a crystal ball. That's not the argument that it's going to be one number or another. The estimate is based on the huge disparity between the prediction or what the budgeted amount was for the Olympics, which was $874 million, and the outcome, which is $6 billion. So when you look at that disparity, that gives you an idea of how much the bid committees underscore or underestimate the amount. And they do it primarily because they need public support.
Well, of course, it's a smart play for them to do so. If you're going
right.
to tell everybody it's going to cost, you know, an exorbitant amount of money, nobody's going to buy into it.
Right, and so the argument is that if the government of Ontario and the governments of Toronto and Canada are willing to admit that their budget is at $1.4 billion just in the budget stage, at the bid stage,
yeah.
It's not irrational to expect that the exact same proportion underestimating is going on here, and when you take that into account, it is precisely about 11.6 billion, not 12, but 11.6 is the estimate.
Now, you have crunched all these numbers. To your defense, you've sat around and done a lot of this math that not a lot of people have time to do.
Sure, and these budget figures are available online. In fact, the blog post you talked about, it was posted today on my blog, which is Paul McKeever, that's all one word, paulmckeever.ca. I've put links on there so that people can independently test for themselves what those numbers are. There are links both to the original bid book for the Olympics, and also the bid book for the 2015 Toronto Pan Am Games. So it's not that I'm hiding behind any false numbers. Those are numbers that are available to everybody on the internet.
Yeah, and we'll get a link on our website as well, newstalk1010.com on the Ryan Dole Show page. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. At the end of it all, if you look around in the province, it doesn't seem like it's something we can afford to spend a couple billion on anyway. Even if the number isn't 11, look around at how much other stuff needs to be done. How much more things we could be spending money on. How many more things, rather. That's the kind of stuff you really need to think about. But I encourage you all to go do the math yourselves and figure it out. In just a second, the constant complainer, the person who nags about everything, getting banned from public parks. I'll tie all of that together. I feel like I'm playing some sort of game show. I'll tie all of that together in just a second, I promise, as the Ryan Dole Show continues.